First of all, we need to understand that when we say end time, we do not mean the end of time. We mean the end of the time of human government and the beginning of the kingdom of God. We're right there at that break right now. And people need to understand the end time, the events of the end time. We've been given prophecies. About one-third of the Bible is prophecy, and 90% of those prophecies are coming to pass right now. So it's absolutely critical that people understand what's coming, because if we don't understand, it's like we're living blindfolded. And so the Understanding the End Time series was designed to allow people to know what's coming so that we will then know what we should be doing. Well, we created these 14 lessons because it's what people need to know. The Lord told Daniel that he would seal up the understanding of Bible prophecy until the time of the end. We're understanding things about Bible prophecy now that have never been understood before. And it's not because we're more intelligent. It's not because we're more spiritual. It's because God said in Daniel 12:9, I'm going to close up these prophecies until the end time. And obviously, he did that because he wanted to place a special tool in the hands of the end time church for the purpose of generating one last great end time revival at this critical crossroads of human history. Many people have said the United States is not in the Bible. Most prophecy books will tell you the United States is left out of the Bible. I found absolute proof that the United States is in the Bible. And it unlocked the whole world of Bible prophecy for me. If you don't understand the United States in the Bible, and by the way, it includes Great Britain, the Bible, Russia, the Bible, Germany, the Bible, the countries of Europe, the Bible. So in this lesson, it's not just the United States, but it shows the United States and all of the other nations on earth right now and states that it's during the era of these nations that Jesus Christ will come to this earth and establish his kingdom. So this lesson is absolutely vital. And if you don't understand this first lesson, the other prophecies found in the book of Revelation are built on this lesson. Without that foundation, then these other prophecies go dark on you and you can't understand those. So that's the reason this very first lesson is so important. Well, we're all hearing about the New World Order today, but nobody knows what it is. It's just a term that the politicians threw out there that sounds exotic. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible specifically prophesies a one-world government just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Well, we're watching that world government being formed right now. But the wonderful thing about this particular lesson is, if you base it on Daniel chapter number 7, the same symbols that were used 600 years prior in Daniel 7 about the United States, Great Britain, Russia, Germany, and the other countries of Europe in the Bible, when you move to Revelation 13, we have a snapshot of the way the world's going to look 3.5 years before the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Christ. And all the symbols of Daniel 7 are used in Revelation chapter number 13. So we now can tell which nations will play a prominent role in the world government that's prophesied in the Bible for the end time. And that's the reason this lesson is so vital as well. You know, Islam is so prominent right now. It's sweeping through Europe. It's sweeping around the world. Many people even think that the Antichrist will be a Muslim, possibly. I found Islam in the Bible. It's one of the most astounding prophecies I've ever understood. So I felt like at this critical time when Islam has become such a force in the earth that people need to know where Islam is in the Bible and the role that the Bible prophesies for Islam for now and the times just ahead of us. Well, the Bible prophesies a war that's coming that's going to kill one-third of the human race. And because of that, I felt like we had to have a lesson that teaches this prophecy, because it is going to be the most cataclysmic, apocalyptic event of all ages. I mean, Noah's flood's going to be like a firecracker compared to this. World War II, 52 million died. We're talking about one-third of mankind, 2.3 billion. You're talking about 42 times World War II. It is going to absolutely rearrange the architecture of the world forever. When this war happens, this will become the entrance ramp into the end time one world government, the kingdom of the Antichrist. So it's so important, first of all, to know it's coming, to know what to do about it, and to understand all the ramifications of this unprecedented war that's prophesied right in the scriptures of the Bible. Well, Israel has played a central role in our world since almost the beginning of time. It actually began with Abraham. When God entered into a special covenant, it's called the Abrahamic Covenant. And the covenant was that the land that we call the Holy Land today would belong to Abraham and his descendants after him. So Israel from that time forward has played a very critical role in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. So unless you understand why God created Israel, the destiny of Israel, and how it's all going to come out, you really cannot understand the prophecies of the Bible. And in this end time in which we live right now, Israel again is going to be a central focal point of the fulfillment of end time prophecy. And that's the reason we need to understand the big picture of the destiny of Israel from the beginning, even until the second coming of Jesus Christ. There's a prophecy in the Bible called Daniel's 70 weeks. It's a difficult prophecy, but it contains a final seven-year period that lies just ahead of us. There's a prophecy that there will be a peace agreement signed, and that will trigger the final 7 years to the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus Christ. We wanted to take this difficult prophecy and make it simple. I think we achieved that in this lesson. Israel actually becomes God's prophetic time clock. Whenever that peace agreement is finally struck, and it may be done by the time people are viewing this interview, frankly, but from the time the peace agreement is actually struck until the second coming of Jesus Christ will be 7 years. That 7 years is going to be the most impacting, dramatic, world-changing 7 years in the history of the entire world. So we felt like we should give an in-depth understanding of what will happen, what triggers the final 7 years, what leads up to it, triggers it, and then what will the events be, culminating in the most wonderful thing that ever happens on the earth, and that's the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. So that's the reason for this lesson. Like most of these lessons, I know every time I'm saying this is one of the most critical ones because they're all critical. That's the reason they're in this Understanding of Time course. But if you do not understand the Holy Roman Empire, you can't know where the Antichrist will come from. You can't know who the false prophet is. You can't understand the power base of the Antichrist. You simply will not be able to have a good comprehensive understanding of how all this works together. The Holy Roman Empire will be the power base of the Antichrist and the false prophet. And so when we understand the Holy Roman Empire, we can then know where they're going to come from and the powers that will be in control of the end time one world government. That's the reason this lesson is so important. Well, the Bible teaches that there will be two rulers of the world in the end time, a political leader and a spiritual leader. In the Holy Roman Empire, there has always been a political leader and a spiritual leader. It all began when Pope Leo III placed a crown on the head of Charlemagne in 800 AD and said, "I now crown you emperor of the Holy Roman Empire." For the next 1,000 years, that's the way Europe was ruled. There was always a political leader from Europe and a spiritual leader from Rome. Well, the Bible prophesies that there will be a political leader and a spiritual leader in the end time, just before the second coming, the political leader is in the Bible called the beast or the antichrist. The spiritual leader is called the false prophet. So that's the reason we want to make sure people understand that this structure is coming, and the Bible teaches that you will be forced to pledge allegiance to this leadership, and in particular to the Antichrist himself. So since all of us are going to come under the power of this government, we need to know what it's going to be like and what we must not do, because the Bible says if we do pledge allegiance to the Antichrist, we will be forever damned. Well, everybody knows what 666 is all about. A little bit they know, but they don't really understand. Actually, 666 is going to be the enforcement mechanism of the Antichrist. The Bible says all will be forced to worship him. This is really going to be Satan, through this man, the Antichrist, trying to force all the people of the world to worship him rather than worship God. The means of enforcing world governmental edicts is always economic sanctions. We see it in our world right now, whether you're talking about Iran being under economic sanctions, North Korea being under economic sanctions. Well, in the time of the Great Tribulation, every individual that will not obey the edicts of the one world government will be placed under economic sanctions. The Bible says, if you will not worship the Antichrist, you will not be given your number that you're going to need to participate in the economy. So that's the reason we talked about 666, the mark of the beast. Already there are proposals, even right here in the United States of America and around the world, that you must have a national ID card with a particular national ID number or you cannot hold a job. Well, no job, no buying and selling. It's Revelation chapter number 13. And people are going to have to understand all about the mark of the beast in the times just ahead of us now. Well, there are two ways to control human beings, politically and spiritually. The theory actually says that we must have one world government, one world religion, and one world economy if we're going to have peace on earth. Leaders at the very highest level have bought into this theory. But how do you have one world religion? Well, when I first started teaching about this, it looked impossible. However, in the last few years, we've seen the emergence of interfaithism, because people are saying Christians, Muslims, Jews, they all really worship the same God. They just call him by a different name. And the goal is to bring about a unity of religion so that we can have peace and harmony on earth. The theory is that all wars are fought over religious conflicts, political conflicts, or economic conflicts. So, one world religion, one world political system, or one world government, and one world economic system, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That's the dream that people at the very highest levels are buying into right now. That's the reason they're pushing this concept of interfaithism. Well, it's coming, but if you become a part of it, you will be a part of the deception, and you will end up being eternally lost. So these lessons on one world religion are absolutely vital to all of us. Oh, this is the greatest story never told. Very few people know about what actually happened when the Berlin Wall came down. This was not a spontaneous event. This was a planned event by Pope John Paul II and Mikhail Gorbachev. We document that, we prove that in this lesson, and it's something that everybody needs to know. Well, when I began to write my first book about Bible prophecy, I didn't understand the seven trumpets. I left it totally out of my first book. However, there came a time that God, I believe, gave me an insight breakthrough. And I understood the third trumpet first. From there, I came to understand the second trumpet, then the first, then the fifth, and the sixth one, which is just ahead of us now. So I felt like people needed to know. Now, there are three core structures to the book of Revelation. There are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. If you don't understand the seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials, basically the book of Revelation is a closed book to you. But God gave us this book, the last book he gave us, the last book of the Bible, because it means the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revealing of Jesus Christ. It's the story of events that will precede when he's going to come with the clouds of heaven. So the trumpets end up, the last trumpet sounds, and the voice says the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. So the first six trumpets lead up to the second coming, and then when the seventh trumpet sound, that's when Jesus is actually revealed. So the seven trumpets, well, they're dramatic, they're wonderful. You got to understand the seven trumpets. All of us believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ, that believe the Bible. It's throughout the Bible. But it will be the most important event in the history of the world, except for the crucifixion. The crucifixion was where redemption was purchased, but the second coming will be when the fruits of redemption are realized. That's when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. That's when human governments are put down, and Jesus Christ will replace human governments with his government. When Jesus comes, he's going to split the clouds of glory. The Bible says every eye shall behold him. And it's at that time that the people who are biblically born again and prepared for his second coming will be suddenly changed from mortal to immortal beings. They're going to be caught up to meet Jesus Christ in the air. The Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, that's one thing you don't want to miss. That's when success or failure in life will be defined. If you go up at the second coming, you are a smashing success, even if you don't have a penny in the bank. If you don't go up at the second coming, no matter if you're a billionaire, you are a miserable failure. So the second coming, that's everything. That's when it's all going to count. The central message of the Bible is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. When he taught his parables, he would always say, the kingdom of God is like this, or the kingdom of God is like this. When he sent his disciples out to preach, he said, go heal the sick and preach the gospel of the kingdom. But most, even Christians, don't understand what the gospel of the kingdom is. The gospel of the kingdom is summed up in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. The Bible says there, in the days of these kings, speaking of the final 10 kings that will support the Antichrist, in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that will never pass away, never be destroyed. Mankind does not know how to rule himself. We've proven that. We've had nothing but war since the beginning of human government. The time is coming when human government is going to be suspended. We're going to crown Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But more importantly, in this lesson, we teach how to be a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said, except a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. We take time to stop and say, born again, what does that mean? And we go into detail, and it's easy to understand. But Jesus is the one that said, if you want to be in the rapture, if you want to be a part of my kingdom, you must be born again. That's the kingdom of God lesson, and that's the reason this lesson is the most important of them all. Well, we wanted this series to really come alive. And green screen technology allows us to impose in the background our graphic artist to do this wonderful job. If I'm talking about the Berlin Wall, you can see the Berlin Wall. If I'm talking about the Temple Mount, we can take you to the Temple Mount. It becomes our background. And so we wanted to use green screen technology because it just makes everything come alive and makes everything so real so that the viewer can actually be on site as we're teaching about these marvelous prophecies. And the prophecies are so great, they deserve this kind of treatment. That's the reason we used green screen technology. Well, first of all, we believe that God's message deserves the best that we can produce. And if you don't produce things at a high quality a lot of people will write you off before they can hear your message. And we felt like that God's message deserves the best. If I could say to the people of this world anything, I would say you've got to go through these 14 lessons now. Because if you don't, you're going to be out blind at the most critical time of human history. So we decided to try to do this at a very high level, whether it's our sound engineer making sure the sound is right, or the lighting. If you don't have proper lighting, you can have the best cameras in the world, but they can't record what is not there. And so the lighting is absolutely critical. And of course the cameras are important because they can give you the sharpest images that will really enhance the message you have to present. So we have a lighting engineer, we have an audio engineer, we have all of those things so that we can produce this marvelous series, 14 lessons. I mean, if a person goes through these 14 lessons, they will know more when they're done than 99% of the graduates from theological seminary. So we didn't want to in any way devalue this. We wanted these lessons to pop off of the screen and let people know Jesus Christ really is coming soon. You know, it's so exciting that it was laid on our heart. We started to put this in Spanish, and someone said, well, what about this language? What about this language? And I read somewhere that less than 30% of the world understands English, but that over 90% of the world understands these eight languages. We picked the six languages of the UN, plus Hebrew, plus Italian. So Understanding the End Time is now available in all eight languages. And the wonderful thing is, when you acquire this set, all eight languages are on there. So you're getting eight different languages. We're getting reports from all over the world. We have a person in Israel that says, hey, I just started a Bible study in Arabic, using the Arabic language. And he's got the same DVD set. Another, he's also starting a Bible study in Hebrew. We heard from France. They said, tonight we had our French Bible study using the DVDs. Tomorrow night we're going to have our Russian Bible study. So we've got Chinese, Arabic, French, Russian, all Spanish. All of these things are available. And it was quite a production, but our staff here did a marvelous job. Now then, this vital message, if we truly believe that every person on earth has to know this material, then we owe it to the world to produce it, this in all these languages. And now we actually have put it up digitally so that people can download it from China, from Zimbabwe, from any place in the world. They can download these lessons and get the benefit of knowing the prophecies of the Bible and what's coming just ahead of us and what it all means. So that's the reason that we did the multi-language production. The biggest thing you'll get is faith, because Jesus said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. I do not believe an atheist can watch these lessons without becoming a believer. I don't believe you can do it. The prophecies are so infallible. They're so provable. It's not pie in the sky. It's we pull. When we talk about the lion representing Great Britain, we bring the pictures up of all over Great Britain, of them using that as their national symbol. The eagle representing the United States, the bear representing Russia. I mean, we can bring 100 different political cartoons, and every time they use the bear to represent Russia. So when you bring these things up, the first thing it does is produce faith in the prophecies. Once you have faith in the prophecies, that gives you faith in the Bible, because the Bible foretells these things 2,000, 2,500 years before they actually happen. Well, if the Bible is true, guess what? There's a God. And now then, if the Bible's true, there is a God, the Bible's obviously his guidebook, his instruction book for the human race. Now we can start ordering our life according to the instruction manual God gave for humanity, and that puts everything on target. So it's the key to everything. It's the key to successful living, and that's the reason these prophecies are so important. We have people that are using their Sunday school class to instruct people concerning the prophecies, because most pastors don't have the time to specialize. We're called to do this. So we have packaged this in such a way that a pastor that's busy, he's caring for his flock, he's doing these things, he doesn't have to specialize in all this. All he does is put the DVD in and push the button and bingo, we're ready to go. So these are available for Sunday school classes, for small groups. Many people have used them for their Sunday night services, for their Wednesday night Bible study. It's available for any setting. And then a lot of people just put it in their own home, have a few neighbors over, pop some popcorn, push the button. Here we are, we're having a prophecy class, understanding the future. This is what I love about this. Somebody says, nobody knows the future. Wrong. That's not true at all. Jesus said, I will do nothing except I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets. We can understand the future. God wants us to understand the future. He said, you're not children of the night, that day should overtake you unawares. You are children of the day. So he gave us prophecy as a lamp to our feet, as a light to our path. And that's what these 14 lessons will do for a person. It'll turn the light bulb on to the future. You can know what's coming before it ever gets here. And that's a wonderful blessing. It's a wonderful privilege. You know, it's so easy. 1-800-END-TIME, endtime.com. That's E-N-D-T-I-M-E. So if you can remember one word, end time, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, 800-END-TIME, endtime.com, it's available to you.
This is WHSG-TV, Monroe, Georgia, licensed to Trinity Christian Center of Santa Ana, Incorporated. WHSG-TV also provides the Hillsong Channel, Juice, TBN Enlace, Smile of a Child, and TBN Salsa programs.
Well, I want to thank you. For-